Hello, I'm Kefe O'Gagan, and our objective today for this reproduction choice project is we need to compare meiosis and mitosis, and when would they occur? So we basically need to compare and contrast and say when and where they would occur. Okay, so first off, I'm going to talk about mitosis and then meiosis. So mitosis is in all cellular organisms from birth to death. Mitosis is cell division that produces two haploid, or in other words, daughter cells. This is important because it takes place for growth, maintenance of the body, and reproduction. The end result of mitosis is two haploid cells, and they are both identical to the mother cell and take 100% of the DNA. It comes from the diploid cell at first when it takes place. It takes place in all cells of the body. And the process in order is interphase, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase, and cytokinesis, which is only one cycle. Compared to meiosis, is two cycles. This reproduction involves 46 chromosomes, or 23 pairs of chromosomes. So the first step in mitosis is interphase. There is no division, and it involves growth and preparation for the cell division. The DNA of the cell duplicates into a chromosome. Cells grow and monitor the environment, and then DNA synthesizes and proteins get bigger. The next phase is prophase. The cell breaks down some structures, creating others. The nuclear envelope then breaks down and reaches from the envelope from the cell poles to the middle of, which goes into metaphase. In metaphase, condensed pairs of chromosomes line up in the middle. The cell checks all chromosomes make sure that chromosomes are all in the middle with kinetochores, which is a complex of proteins, and make sure they are attached to the microtubules. The fourth stage of mitosis is anaphase. Sister chromatids, which has a double helix of DNA, are drawn to opposite ends of the cell. Two cell poles move apart to start telophase, which is basically the last phase of mitosis, excluding cytokinesis. The nuclear envelope reforms as two new nuclear envelopes around the separate sister chromatids. One cell's genetics goes into two cells with the same genetics, but needs cytokinesis to finish off mitosis. Cytokinesis might be the most important stage of mitosis as it ends mitosis. Cytokinesis is a division of the cell's cytoplasm. It occurs before anaphase ends and ends after telophase. Daughter cells now can repeat mitosis depending on what they become. Okay, so that ends it for mitosis. Now let's go into meiosis. So meiosis is cell division that creates gametes or sex cells, which are eggs and sperm. It's needed simply for sexual reproduction or to form an embryo. And by the way, meiosis is for sexual reproduction and mitosis is for asexual reproduction, basically. So this occurs in diploid cells once again, but there are two cycles this time. And the result is four haploid cells. And the key is that each have half of the chromosomes of the parent cell. So, yeah. This also occurs before fertilization, so keep that in mind. These occur in reproductive organs. For females, it's in the ovaries, and in the males, they're in the testes. The process in order is prophase 1, metaphase 1, anaphase 1, telophase 1, and then the cycle again, which is prophase 2, metaphase 2, anaphase 2, and telophase 2. And by the way, in both telophases, there are cytokinesis, which has to do with cell division of the cytoplasm. Yeah. And also, by the way, mitosis includes 46 chromosomes, which divides into 23 pairs. And meiosis includes 23 chromosomes, which go into no pairs. So now let's go into the details of each stage of meiosis. Dyad pairs align to create tetrads. At the chiasma, non-sister chromatids connect or trade sections, crossing over in prophase 1. In metaphase 1, spindle fibers attach to each dyad at the kinetochore. And then chiasmato breaks apart, and sister chromatids migrate in anaphase 1. Then in telophase 1, cleavage furrow forms cytokinesis and becomes female cells called haploid, which I already talked about earlier. Spindle formation starts in centrosomes move toward poles in prophase 2, which is the first phase of the second cycle. By the way, there is no interphase in meiosis. So mitosis and meiosis are completely different. So keep that in mind as well. Tension from spindle fibers aligns chromosomes at the metaphase, in metaphase 2, obviously, the plate. And then in anaphase 2, sister chromatids turn into individual chromosomes due to the action of the meiotic spindle. Finally, in telophase 2, cytokinesis occurs and nuclear membranes form, and then after that, chromosomes decondense. So overall, meiosis and mitosis are both cell division, but the main differences is that mitosis forms two haploid cells or daughter cells, and then meiosis forms four daughter cells. And also, the two daughter cells in mitosis takes 100% of the DNA, unlike meiosis, which takes 50% of the DNA for each haploid cell. So keep that in mind as well. And basically, mitosis is asexual reproduction, which humans don't use. But us humans use meiosis, which is basically sexual reproduction. So, yeah. So, have a nice day. Today is December 2nd, 2019. It's approximately 5 o'clock right now, p.m. So, have a nice day and enjoy this lesson. Shout out to Ms. McGuire for this project. So, we covered all the objectives, which was to compare and contrast the two types of cell division, which is meiosis and mitosis, and when and where they would occur. So, bye and have a nice day. Peace.